Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Very excited to talk to Team Europe Ryder Cup captain and, of course, three-time golf major winner, Padraig Harrington. He's on the line. Morning, Padraig.
Good morning.
I presume you're ringing to commiserate with me for being knocked out of the first round of the Holt Golf Club match play there during the week.
You obviously weren't paying attention to my tips.
No. Padraig, you've been giving loads of tips over lockdown on how to play better golf. And yeah, Dermot plainly wasn't listening to any of them.
Well, I listened to them and I've been watching them on Instagram, but I just didn't implement any of them.
Yes.
That was the issue.
Maybe you were trying to implement them all at once.
That's the problem, yeah. Take all of Padraig's tips into one YouTube montage.
I was giving him 8 shots, Padraig. You know how it works.
Yeah.
Come here, let's talk Ryder Cup because obviously it's been postponed until 2021. People are using the phrase cancelled, but it's postponed. So how do you feel about that overall?
Oh, at this stage, I'm relieved.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I suppose we could have expected for the last couple of months, but certainly in the last month, it was kind of coming down to, I suppose, underwriters and negotiations and things like that at this stage, and it's kind of a relief. I know from my own personal side of things it was very difficult in terms of how I was going to pick a team and get a team there and just the organization of stuff. Like, you know, what if a player caught COVID? What do we bring subs? You know, there's so many complications that meant that actually playing the match would have been really difficult. Now, that the decision was made in health and safety grounds, but for my sake, I'm happy I have a full year now and 9 months before I'm to pick a team on.
Well, of course, because the golfers are only kind of just back themselves. A lot of them are rusty and, you know, a lot of them have changed over lockdown. We're talking about Bryson DeChambeau during the week, who's completely changed his shape over lockdown.
You know, well, from that extent, the Europeans aren't really back. Certainly the European base players haven't started back playing, so there was a slight unfair advantage in that, but I think they're all professional athletes. They know how to get their game ready and do it. You know, I would assume they would have got a few weeks in before the Ryder Cup if it was, but there you go. You could only assume it. That might not happen as well.
And
these are reasons why they had to pull the plug now, because remember, they had to build it now. We could get to September. Let's hope we get to September and everybody's saying, oh, well, we could have played. But right now, you know, players have to start getting out and playing. They have to start building out the infrastructure, the golf course. So, you would think you could wait even longer, but you couldn't. The decision had to be made now.
Mm. Dave just mentioned Bryson DeChambeau there. How do you feel about golfers on the tour hitting the ball 400 yards?
Yeah, you know, it's created a buzz. And I in the end of the day, I would have thought Tiger Woods had created this story back in 1996 about, you know, length is the best player over the years nearly always had a driving advantage. So Tiger Woods comes out, but what the masses do in golf is when there's a long hitter, everybody undermines them. It's just the way it goes. They keep going. Every time a long hitter misses a fairway, they go, oh, that's because he's a long hitter and he's swinging too hard and he's swinging too fast and he shouldn't use the driver. Whereas if another person misses a fairway, they never say that. So all the big hitters over the past have been undermined and brought back to the level of everybody else. That what we've seen with Rory and DJ, all of a sudden you had guys going out there who really drove the ball well and were big hitters. Now they started to win based on that. And now with DeChambeau, he's getting an inordinate amount of coverage. And that, well, it's not a huge deal with him as an individual because it's only one like him. There's actually a pile of guys who could play like him and that might now. There's guys longer on the tour than Bryson DeChambeau, but they've never been, they've actually dialed it back because they've been told it's wrong. I don't mean blatantly told it's wrong, but they've been undermined.
Over years, like, yeah.
Tony Finau, Gary Woodland have more speed than Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Champ out in tour. There's plenty. But what the real change from it is, and I wouldn't want to get into tick, is all the kids now are going to do it. Every kid playing golf now will have the speed of Rory and Dustin Johnson, say. That's going to be a given. 100, their speed. Now, Bryson's another step up. There will be plenty like that, and there will be few who will be even more.
And do you think that will then affect like obviously it will, if those players come into the game and that's kind of how their role models are performing now, that as you said, that will become more of a thing as they get older. But do you think that will eventually affect the design of golf courses if people are able to drive
and
so
golf
far?
Balls.
And golf balls, yeah.
It already has. You go to your local clubs, as you do, Holt is a perfect example. The young guys, when they miss a fairway, they're missing the next fairway and pitching in the middle. You know, the courses aren't big enough. The dog legs aren't big enough for the young guys. So they've moved the tee boxes back, and now they're too long for the old codgers. I continually, every golf course I get, any, I say, God, you got to push the tees forward. Have a set of tees well forward for the beginners, for the juniors, and for the old codgers. As I said, most golfers, you go out to a golf club and you watch, most golfers are pitching the ball 160, 170 yards in the air. That's it. So these big golf courses, like, I would never play a par four. I did as a kid, but now I would never play a par four that I'm hitting a wood into. And yet, most guys out playing the game are hitting woods as second shots. They're catering too much for the good player. Like that is an issue. And yes, down the road, right now they need to sort it out because, like, the golf courses have to, there's not enough room, it's too expensive to manage them when they get so big. But on professional golf, it certainly looks good on TV, it's great to talk about, the commentators build it up, and it kind of makes it a bit exciting.
Yeah, well, that's why I lost during the week, I was just too long for the course, that's my issue.
That's it, yeah.
Let's just, obviously the Ryder Cup being pushed out by a year means that our own hosting of the Ryder Cup in Adair Manor in Limerick in 2026 has been pushed to 27, which means it is now the proud host of the 100th anniversary of the Ryder Cup, which is really cool, isn't it?
You know it is, and it brings it back to the traditional year for the Ryder Cup that we've always been in odd years. So I think, yeah, it's great that Adair Manor will have the centenary of it. It would have been a great Ryder Cup there anyway. So having the centenary does add to it, and it is there is a few, as with a lot of things, when things are moved, there are some winners in it being postponed. Giving Italy an extra year, considering what they're going through at the moment, isn't a bad thing, and obviously having centenary in 2027. But a lot of things had to move, and to be honest, one of the biggest stumbling blocks to pushing the Ryder Cup out was the President's Cup, which is run by the PGA Tour, which is nothing to do, not a lot to do anyway with the Ryder Cup. So they are the ones who had to move the most. It was good of them to move. Normally the PGA Tour come in for a lot of criticism because they're in such a dominant position, but they did actually, they did really take one for the team and move their event to facilitate the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that's nice of them. Come here, we saw you doing all the golf stuff on your Instagram and everything during lockdown, and have you managed to get out since the course has reopened?
I haven't done very much. I've gone, my oldest son is 16, so he's played a bit. I'm not saying in the end of the day he's played golf because he's nothing else to do.
Can he beat you?
No.
What's his handicap?
He would not like me to tell you. And you'd be giving him more than 8 shots, put it like that.
Oh, the pressure of your dad being a 3-time major winner. The guy.
Look, you see it all the time. There's not, if he hits a good shot, it's because of me.
Of course.
If he ever hits a good shot, I just say, sure, why wouldn't he? Look, sure, he has all that talent. As with all sportsmen, and this is pretty much anybody who's successful in sport will completely deny that there's anything to do with talent involved in sport, that it's all work. And I would be very much in that camp, that I believe it's all circumstance and work that got me to where I am. So I deny the talent gene, unless it's my son. If he does anything, if any of them do anything,
it
must be my
genetics.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's playing. I'd say every time he stands up in front of a ball, you're giving him like, your weight now is in the wrong foot and you need to be turning those hips, and the poor fella's head is wrecked.
Okay, and can you imagine saying that to your own son anyway? His head's wrecked with you telling the mother stuff.
I tell you what, I heard a great story about you, that you were going through passport control one time. and the guy behind the glass jokingly asked you, hey, have you any tips, Padraig? And you went, yeah, hold your finish. And then you walked away and he went, ha ha ha, all right, good luck. And you came back and went, no, I mean it. Hold your finish. And he went, oh, okay, Padraig, okay. But that, when I heard that story, if I can't think of anything and things aren't going well on a golf course, I always think of that fact. And if I focus on my finish, then it, I generally hit a good shot.
Yeah, that would, I actually posted a video on that last week. So it's just, it's the only thing I can say to somebody without actually seeing them play. Because clearly, somebody asked me for a tip. I have no idea what level they're at, what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. And the problem with golf, and this is the universal problem, anything you can be told to do in golf, you can overdo. So something that's right for you for the next 6 months, if you keep doing it, could be wrong for you after that. So it's best explained, it's like a ticking clock. You know, you're always going from one side to the other. You're going too much of this, and then it gets right, and you play well, and then you've done too much the far side. So you're always going back and forth. The only thing you can do in golf that will do you no harm is to actually hold and pose at the end of your shot. And nobody does it. Like, everybody listening here, nobody plays golf. Everybody who comes to try and hit a golf ball would think it's all about making a backswing and turn. No, if you finish your golf swing, it means you've done all those things, because you can't get to the end of your swing without doing all the other stuff.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, I look amazing. The ball is bouncing off the clubhouse roof, but I look fantastic. Look like a pro.
And you know what? There's a lot to be said for that in things. When you look good at the end, it creeps into your game. I do a lot of corporate outings and things like that. That's what you get when you get to 48 years of age. Your corporate outings and things. And I always say there's always a cameraman taking pictures. And amazing the amount of time somebody will hit a bad shot and then throw the club, you know. And I think, no, if you pose, that camera over there can't tell whether you hit a good shot or a bad shot.
Like you're thinking.
Padraig, absolute pleasure to talk to you, as always. Ryder Cup team, Europe Ryder Cup captain, and of course, three-time major winner. We can't wait till the Ryder Cup happens, and we're delighted you're at the helm. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All the best, Padraig.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.